Today's shir is Masechta of Ksubas, Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Heyam Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Yesterday, we had quoted a brisa that had said that the first bia may not take place on a Friday night. And we began the shir, we ended the shir actually yesterday, with the Gemara trying to analyze what is the malach, what's the isser of having such a bia on a Friday night. The Gemara began with asking a question. The Gemara says, how do we look at the act? How do we look at the dam? Do we look at it as pekudei pocket, benefit pocket, as if it's just there, not really absorbed into the body? Or do we look at it as chaburi mechber, that's actually absorbed into the body? And based on whichever perspective we take, then we could analyze if and what is the malacha involved in doing the bia. So the Gemara yesterday worked along the perspective that it was mifkat pocket, that was where we ended the shir, and analyzed what the possible malachas are. And what we pick up today is ikad amri, imkan tzolem adam chiburi mechper. Do we look at the blood that's absorbed in the woman's body as actually being part of the body, and therefore when one releases that blood, does an act to release that blood, he's doing the malach of chavala, wounding, and there's a machloikus rishonim, what is the malacha that one is over when he does chavala. Some rishonim say that the malacha is tzoveya, by causing the blood to come out, and it colors, the dyes, the area where it touches, the malacha is tzoveya. Other Rishonim say that the malach is netilas neshama, causing something to die, just like shechita, killing an animal is a malacha. Anything that causes blood to leave is a form of netilas neshama, and that's the malacha. But now the Gemara's question is, imtem tzolaymer, ikadami, imtem tzolaymer dam chaburi machper, if we indeed hold that the dam is considered absorbed in the body, how do we look at this act? Do we say ledam utzarech? He's looking to get the dam out of the woman's body. And again, as Tosfos taught us yesterday, two explanations, either because he doesn't want that every time he does bia, there should be dam, or because, as we will appreciate as we get deeper into the Masechta, the dam is the proof that the woman is a psula, which is a crucial thing for him to know. The person is really just interested in having a maisa bia. The dam that comes out is not what his intent is, and therefore shari it should be mutter. Says the Gemara, v'im tim tzoloy melanos atzm hu tzorech, even if we'll suggest that the main person, the main goal of this person's act is just to do the act. V'dam melekasi, the fact that blood is released by conducting this act is not really his intent at all. That opens up another shaila. Do we say that the halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that says, a dovah sheinu miskaven, that even when one doesn't have intent, but if that's going to happen, or that happened, it's asur. So here, since the chavala happened, albeit there wasn't his intent, it would be asur. Oy, halakha Rabbi Shimon. Or do we say that the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon, that says, dovah sheinu miskaven, if that wasn't his intent, it's mutter. And we'll discuss more in the later in the shir why this isn't a psik reisha. Vim tim tzoloymer, even continues the Gemara in saying, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, at first glance, we should say that if we consider the blood absorbed in the body, there's certainly a chavola taking place here, and it should certainly be usher. Perhaps it's a situation of mekalkel b'chabura. He's not doing a constructive act, he's doing a destructive act. We know that one of the fundamental characteristics of a malacha of Chilul Shabbos is to do something constructive. And the reason is very simple. Because what is the model for all malacha Shabbos? The binyan of the Mishkan. Mishkan was something constructive. They were building. So whenever you have a destructive act, that can't be a malacha. Certainly not midaraisa. Now, there's a very fundamental machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Very, very fundamental machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds, as we just said, that whenever it's destructive, it's not a malacha. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, agrees. There's no way you could disagree with that halacha, that if it's with that rule, if it's destructive, it's not a malacha. However, Rav Shimon says there's an exception to the rule. Makalkal, for a chayvel, making a wound. He says a wound by definition is destructive. So Rav Shimon says that even though b'chol hilcha Shabbos, in all areas of hilcha Shabbos, we say that if it's destructive, you're not being mechal Shabbos. Chaval is the exception to the rule, because chaval by definition is destructive. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Here, it's interesting. We find that in the previous machloikis, Rav Shimon was the makel, and Rabbi Yehuda was the machmer. Rabbi Yehuda holding davashen meskaven is aser. Rav Shimon holding davashen meskaven is mutter. Mekalkel b'chabura, they reverse their stance. And Rabbi Yehuda is the makel, and he says if it's mekalkel, even if it's b'chabura, it's not melacha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold it's chayv. So therefore, in Tam Tzolai Malach Rabbi Yehuda, even if we want to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, is this a situation of Mekalka B'chabura or Mitzakim B'chabura? Continues the Gemara. Then Tam Tzolai Mekalka B'chabura, even if we'll argue that it's destructive, how do we paskin by Mekalka? Do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that holds every Mekalka is potter, or do we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, by Alok Rabbi Shimon? And Rashi helps us understand this Gemara. He says, and the Pnei Yeshua explains Rashi this way. Let's stop and think. We were up to now, he should be potter no matter how you look at it. If you hold like Reb Shimon, so it's a Dov Hashem Miskaven. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, it's a Mekalkel B'chabura. So what's the question? It should certainly be permissible. So Rashi says, these two questions, Mekalkel B'chabura and Dov Hashem Miskaven, are two distinct subjects, don't travel together at all. And therefore, it's very conceivable that you could have a mandama that will agree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding Dov Hashem Miskaven, and will agree with Rabbi Shimon regarding Mekalkel B'chabura. And therefore, if we will find such a mandama, which is highly conceivable, according to that mandama, it will certainly be usher to do a bee on Shabbos if the blood is considered absorbed in the body. Because even if his intent is lahanos atzmoy, it's a dovash and a miskaven that he made a chabura, and this man the omer is going to hold that making a chabura is asur on Shabbos. Itmar, the bay rav, so they learned in the yeshiva rav, Amri rav, the rav is the one that holds shori, the one may do an initial bee on Friday night, the shmul asur, and shmul says it's prohibited. But in Adai Amri, in Adai they had just the opposite. Rav Osir, v'shmul shari. Rav being the one that says it's prohibited, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Om Rav Nachma Yitzchak, v'simoneich. If you want to have a way to remember who holds what, Eilu Mekilin Atzman, v'Eilu Mekilin Atzman. Everybody wants that their Rav, that their Rebbe, should be the Mekel. So Rav's Talmidim said our Rebbe was the one, Rav was the one that was lenient. Shmuel was the Rav of the city of Nahadah, and he said that our rabbi, Shmuel, was the one that was lenient. There's a fascinating Chassam Sofer on Rashi here. Rashi, on this piece of Gemara that we just said, Chassam Sofer makes a very interesting diik in Rashi. If we look at Rashi, Elam Akin L'Atzman, the fourth wide line, the Bei Rav Shetzrich and Lassus Kedivrei Rabbam, the Talmidim of Rav, who have to follow the opinion of the Rebbe Rav, they say that their Rebbe was the one that was lenient. Nador, who follow Shmuel's opinions, who was Rabban, who was their Rav, I'm Shmuel Hitter. Ask the Chassam Sofer, why when Rashi describes the Talmidim of Rav, does he use the words Shetzrichem Lasois? They must do what the Rebbe says. And when Nador is described, it doesn't say Shetzrichem Lasois, it says Ha'oisim, they do. Why does Rashi not remain consistent? So he says a beautiful pshat. A Talmud of a Rav has to follow the opinion of his Rav under all circumstances. That can never change. The Bei Rav should tzrich in lasois. They're obligated to follow the Rebbe's opinion under all circumstances. The people in Hadar weren't Talmidim of Shmuel. They were members of his community. So now he's the Rav of the community and they have to follow his opinion. What will happen if Shmuel is no longer the Rav of Nador? A new Rav comes to town, and he has a different opinion. They don't have to follow Shmuel's opinion. Now they follow the new Rav's opinion. So Rashi says, Ha'oisim, while Shmuel is Nador, they follow Shmuel's opinion. But it's not Shlichim Lasois. They're not obligated forever to follow his opinion. They're only obligated as long as he's the Rav of their community.
Is it because he's
Mecca? No, because he's the Rav. Ask the Gemara, the Rav Shari, is this indeed true? The Rav will say that it's Mutter. Vam Rav Simi Bachiski Mishmei the Rav, Hai Muskreisa de Nezyaisa. The Shreisa de Nezyaisa was a rag that was used to be the plug, to be the stopper that was put into the barrel of beer. Osr Lahatka B'yom Taiva. May not be used on Yontif. And there's a Machloikis Rishonim, what exactly is the Malacha? Some Rishonim say the Malacha is Schita, squeezing, but what is the Malacha of Schita? Some say it's Libun. Libun means laundry, washing, and part of the laundry process is squeezing out the garment or whatever you're washing. The Rishonim have a problem with that pshat. Because if something is soaked in water, so we understand that squeezing is the part of the way you clean it. Here it's soaked in beer. You're not cleaning it when it's soaked in beer by squeezing out the beer. So, some Rishonim say a very big chiddush, and this is the halacha, that schita, even if we hold that the malacha of schita is because of libun, it's certainly not limited to water. Any liquid, squeezing it out, that is part of the process of libun, and even if it doesn't make anything clean, it's still considered the malacha of libun. Other Rishonim say that the malacha is the malacha of dosh, of separating something. With that too, there's a concern amongst the Rishonim. Because if you recall when we were learning Masechta Yevamos, the Gemara discussed there a woman who's a nursing woman who has excess milk. This is a halach l'maisa shayla, and she has to express that milk. What may she or may she not do on Yom Tov Shabbos? The Gemara says, obviously nursing is permitted, but let's say she wants to express milk. She's not allowed to express it and save it, because that's dosh. What's permissible is only if it goes to waste. So now it'll make a difference how this rag is being put into the hole. If it's being put into the top, so yes, when you squeeze it into the hole, the beer will go right back into the barrel. But if it's in the side, it'll run down the side, so it's not really dosh, because it's going to waste. A third pshat that the Aruch offers, what the Malach of Sreichen and Zayisa, is that's called boina. You're creating a barrel. Till now your barrel had a hole, and now you're putting it in, and it becomes a full, complete barrel. The problem with that pshat is that it's not something that you intend to keep there indefinitely. It's like just the lid. It's like the lid or the opening of any bottle. You certainly, even if you hold, you're not allowed to open a bottle on Shabbos, you're certainly allowed to open a bottle that was already previously open and close it. It's not boina because you're not intending to keep it there permanently. So the Chasam Sofer says an interesting pshat on that also. He says, since when you put in this rag, it gets very dirty and wet, it's not something that people touch, so it becomes muksa, and that's why you intend to keep it there permanently. Chiddush. But whatever, there's a malacha here involved in putting in that rag. So you see that even though it's davar she'eino miskaven, my intention isn't to do schita. My intention is not to do binyan. My intention is just to put in the plug. Still it's asr. So we see that obviously Rav is machmer on a davar she'eino miskaven. Answers the Gemara, that's not a typical davar she'eino miskaven. But who are filler Rav Shimon Maida? In that situation, even Rav Shimon, who, as we said at the beginning of our shir, is makel by davar she'eino miskaven, would be machmer here. The Abaye of Rav of the Omri Tavayu, Maida b'Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yomis. What's just the taitch of the words? Psik reisha means, will I cut off the head of a chicken and it won't die? Something that's inevitable to happen is not considered davar she'eino miskaven. And Rabbi Chanan quotes two reasons why a psik reisha is not considered a davar she'eino miskaven. One reason, he says, is, what is the definition of a davar she'eino miskaven? I didn't intend to do it. But if it's for sure going to happen, if it's inevitable, you can't say I didn't think it's going to happen. It was inevitable. You can't say I didn't think it's going to happen. If I'm going to slip the head of a chicken off, am I going to think it's not going to die because I didn't think about it? By the nature of it having happened, by nature that it must happen, means that I thought about it. That's one pshat that he says. Another pshat that he says is that if it's inevitable that's going to happen, it means I did it. How does he give the marshal to understand that? The classical case that the Gemara gives many times for psik reisha is that if one schleps a heavy chair along the earth, it's certainly going to make a furrow. You can't say, I didn't think it's going to happen. So what does that mean? He says what it means to say is that that is my action. It's not, my action cannot be said that it, since I didn't intend to do it, I didn't do it. If it's going to for sure happen, I did it. Where is the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says Rabbi Chanan. Says Tosfos quotes here an aruch. The aruch says psik reisha delei nichalei. Something that I'm not interested in happening is not considered. Is the aruch says is not considered psik reisha. Says Rabbi Chanan. If we say that psik reisha depends on intent, and what psik reisha says is that was my intent. See here clearly it wasn't my intent. Delei nichalei. I don't want it. I don't want it to happen. So nobody could call it that was my intent that it should happen. However, if we say that psik reisha means because it must happen. Then, if it must happen, makes no difference if I do want it or I don't want it. It happened. It's the malacha. I'll give you a mashal to understand that the Rishonim discuss. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah, we learned the Gemara together, Baruch Hashem, discusses that, you know, on the Hadassim, we don't see it by the time we get the Hadassim, but the Hadassim, there are sometimes berries that grow that can make the Hadass disqualified. So the Gemara discusses taking off those berries is Asur on Yontif because you're making the Hadass into a kosher hadas, m'sak and mona. What will be the halacha if I'm pulling off the berries, but I have enough kosher hadasim anyway? I don't need this hadas. Somebody gave me an extra hadas, I'm pulling off the berries. If the vort is intent, I have absolutely no intent here. I don't need this hadas. But if the concept of psikresh is, this is the malacha, you can't say this is not the action. It would be also to do it on yontif. Another nafkamina between these two pshatim, very nice nafkamina, is let's say you have a box in your house. This could easily happen. Shouldn't happen. You have a box in your house, and there's a fly, an ant, a mosquito, whatever in the box. If you go and you close that box, that's certainly also on Shabbos, because that's the malacha of tzeda. You're trapping. What would be the halacha if I have this box, and I'm not aware that there's any insect in the box? But I go and I close it. Obviously, we're talking b'shoigig. He doesn't know. Will it be considered I was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig or not? If we say the psik reisha depends on intent, here I had no idea that there was anything in the box. So I certainly will be potter. If, on the other hand, we say the psik reisha depends that since what you did, if it's inevitable that it should happen, that's cool that you did it, here it was inevitable. The fly and the ant are in the box. And therefore, you will be chai for the malach of tzeda. Ask the Gemara, Vamer Rav Chiba Rashi Amar Rav, how could we suggest the Rav really agrees with Rav Shimon? Don't we know that Rav Chiba Rashi told us that the halachas of Yehuda? Rav Chanan Bar Ami said Shmuel says the halachas of Rav Shimon. Rav Chiba Avi Masni, he said this without attributing to anyone else, B'loi Gavri, rather Rav Amar Halach Rav Yehuda, V'Shmuel Amar Halach Rav Shimon. So if Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, how, and a Dovashen Miskavin is Usur, how could Rav allow the initial be on Friday night? Answers the Gemara, Loilam Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlai. Actually, Rav could agree with Rabbi Yehuda. However, we still could explain why Rav will allow the first beer to take place Friday night, even if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Lahachlish Nadam Adam Mifkit Pokid, according to the version that the Dam is not absorbed in the body, Makakal Hu Etzah Pesach, and the entire concern is that he's making a door, he's making a passageway. That wasn't his intent. And that's why Rav will say he's possible. He's just looking, it's a Maisa Kilkel. And Rav Yehuda, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, holds that by every Maisa Kilkel on Shabbos, you potter. Lahach Lishka Dhamma Dam Chiburi Machbar, again, Makalkal B'chaburuhu, and Rav Yehuda holds the Makalkal is potter. Moser of Chizda. So now Rav Chizda asks the following question. Rav Chizda is going to ask a question according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that the original, according to the original version on top of the Amid, that the initial bia may not take place Friday night. The Gemara is going to try to prove how we know that that can't be true. But before we go into the Gemara, we just have to say a word of introduction. This is actually a Mishnah in Masechta Nida, Daf Yud Aleph. And I have to preface my remark with emphasizing that this is the halacha midaraisa, not midrabbanan. Not the way we actually live. A woman if she has a period, is a nida. But that's dam nida. The dam besulim, the dam that come when the hymen is broken, is not tamei midaraisa. We are machmer, because we don't know what is what, and we're concerned that maybe there's some dam nida in the dam besulim. So soon as a chassan has relations with his kala, he has to treat her like a nida, pretty much. It's not today's shir. A girl in her development has three stages. First stage of her development is where she is young girl before the age that she would have a period. The second stage of a girl's age is that she's ready of age to have her period, but this particular girl has not yet experienced it. And the third stage is that she's of age and she's experienced it. Says the Mishnah Masechta Nida. We have a girl that got married very young. She's before the age of menstruating. Phenisis. And now she gets married. And she sees dam. So we could assume, that all dam that it comes from her body for the first 4 nights is not dam nida. It's dam besulim. Besil are more lenient. They hold achatichya maka. Until we know that the wound that was caused by that act was healed, we could assume indefinitely that that was all dam besulim. That's the girl who's very young. Higiyas mana lirois. She's a girl that's older, enough to have a period. This particular girl never experienced it yet, and she gets married. Beshama again being more stringent. Only the dam that she sees on the first night do we consider to be dam besulim. Anything afterwards is not. She gets married Wednesday night. Any dam that she sees from Wednesday through Saturday night, we consider to be dam besulim. Afterwards, Beisela says we can no longer consider it to be dam besulim. There's a nice question that Afla asks. Why in the first part of the Mishnah, when we were talking about the girl who's very young, Beishami says we give her 4 nights, but it doesn't say Ad Matzoi Shabbos. In the second version, when we speak about the girl who is older and Beis Hillel is giving her 4 nights, Beis Hillel adds the words at Matzoi Shabbos. Why didn't the Mishnah use those words in the first case? So the Meshiv Davafin Netziv says a very nice teretz. What's the reason we get married Wednesday night? First Mishnah of Amasechta. Because Thursday morning, because we're concerned if there won't be dam, he could be able to come to Bezdin Thursday morning. But if somebody's marrying a girl who's so young that dam is not to be expected, he doesn't have to get married Wednesday night. Who has to get married Wednesday night? Someone who could expect to see dam, and therefore we have to build the system in place that Thursday morning she should be able to go to Beis Din. Here, there's no reason to go to Beis Din. That's one teretz. That's the Netziv's answer. The Afla says a different teretz. What's the consideration, as we're going to learn in the next words of the Gemara? Are we allowed to do Bia Friday night, or are we not allowed to do Bia Friday night? So when could there be a concern, says that flaw, that Bia is permitted or not permitted Friday night? That's a girl where dam could be expected. And that is a question, as we've been learning already into the second shir, is causing that dam to come a malacha or not? But when we have such a young girl, where dam is not expected, certainly Bia could take place Friday night. So it's obvious that it doesn't have to say Ad Matzoi Shabbos, because this girl could have Bia Friday night for sure. Abelailis, my love, when he says, when Beis Hillel says that B could be done for 4 night, doesn't it mean, that if B wasn't done on Wednesday night, Matzibol, Afilu B'Shabbos, even Friday night B could be done. So don't we have a proof from this Mishnah that B could be done Friday night? Had a Shmuel say that B may not be conducted on Friday night? Amarava, Loi, Labam Shabbos. What the Mishnah means is, Friday night is not permitted. If what the Mishnah meant was that you have 4 nights, but Friday night is not included, so why does the Mishnah have to use the words Abelailus Ad Matzoi Shabbos? Just say 4 nights. It must be that 4 nights mean these specific 4 nights. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So we have a proof from this Mishnah that Friday night beer is permissible. Question on shul. El Amar Rava. Rava says, no, we can explain this Mishnah is referring to situation Kishabal, that he already did Bia. And that's why B is permitted Friday night. Ask the Gemara. Ikishabar Maika Mashmon. What's the reason that we have a concern? Because maybe it's mutter, maybe it's not. Again, let's review. This way Tosfos teaches us to learn the Gemara. The Mishnah said the words Arba Lailas and Matzoi Shabbos, which seem to be redundant. The Mishnah is using this redundancy, says the Gemara, to say that bia may be done on Friday night. So if the woman never had bia previously, so there's a very big chiddush in the Mishnah that this bia may be done Friday night. But if we're discussing a woman who already had bia, so obviously she could have bia Friday night. Why does the Mishnah have to point that out? Ikishabor my kamashmon. Answered the Gemara, kamashmon the sharil middle b'shabbos. Even a woman who got married Wednesday night, and they already had bia on Wednesday and Thursday. And again, in our world, that would be prohibited. Because once they had bia once, they have to separate. But if she had bia on Wednesday and Thursday, the Mishnah still has to teach us that bia is mutter on Friday night. Kiddush Shmuel. Because Shmuel taught us, the Amish Shmuel pits of the chukah, mutar lekanis by b'shabbos, v'at b'shemesh etzroiris. What's happening when a bia happens with a woman who was previously, just till very recently, a virgin? A passageway is being created. So yes, there was B on Wednesday. Let's say there was B even on Thursday. But she's just lost her virginity. So the passageway is very small. And every time a B is conducted, that passageway is being made, so to speak, more usable. And therefore, even though it doesn't involve dam coming out, I would perhaps think that that should be usher, like making any passageway. That's why the Mishnah has to teach us, no, that that's not Usur and Shabbos. So what we're up to now is, even though that Mishnah clearly is indicating that bia may be done on Friday night, the Mishnah is not referring to an initial bia, where bia was never conducted. There Shmuel may be correct, that bia is Usur for the first time Friday night. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, that the girl, the woman had bia only Wednesday and Thursday, and she's just very recently lost her besulim, still that bia is permitted on Friday night. So Masa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks another question on Shmuel's opinion that bia, the initial bia, may not be done on a Friday night. There's a Mishnah Masechta Brachas. The Mishnah says, Chosin Potem Kriyas Shema. A Chosin doesn't have to read Kriyas Shema, Laila Rishon and Matzoi Shabbos. The first night of his marriage, from Wednesday night through Matzoi Shabbos. Why? Because he doesn't imloy osamaisa if he didn't get dubia. Now, why? Because krishma requires proper kavana, proper concentration, and a person, as we're going to learn in a moment, who didn't do the maisa as a chassan, is preoccupied. This is machlokes rishonim, exactly how far this rule goes. Some rishonim say that the rule goes only for the nighttime krishma, because it's night when he intends to do the bia. Afterwards, during the day when he's not going to do bia anyway, he has no exemption. Others say that it includes day and night. He's preoccupied. Another shaila is, let's say 4 nights pass, but he finally decides on a certain night that he's going to do bia. What will be the halacha on that night? Some rishonim say once the 4 nights pass, he has no dispensation. Others say 4 nights he has under all circumstances. Afterwards, it depends if he's going to do bia that night or not. It's not that relevant to us, l'aloch l'maisa, because the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah all say that since we anyway don't have proper concentration when we say krishma, so there's no concern. There's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says that why is he potter? Because he's busy oisik b'mitzvah. Rashi says, since he's preoccupied with a mitzvah, oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So I saw Moshe Sternbuch asks, if that's pshat, so let's say, so how could the Gemara, and as we just said, say that we can read krishma if the vart is concentration? So we could say there's no difference between his concentration and our concentration. But if there's a tour of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, so he's not allowed to say krishma. He's busy with one mitzvah. He's not supposed to do another mitzvah. So he answers that even if Rashi calls it an oisik b'mitzvah, you can't call it a pure oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah means that I'm preoccupied doing one mitzvah. I only have to do one mitzvah at a time. Here, he's not actually doing the mitzvah. He's thinking, he's preparing. That's called machshirei mitzvah. And there for sure halacha is that even if one is in thought about doing a mitzvah, the strong dispensation that is given for oisik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah doesn't exist. Now let's analyze that Mishnah. The Mishnah again taught us the dischasen, first 4 nights of his marriage, Wednesday night through Saturday night, doesn't have to say Krishma. Why not? My love, the Torah, the Boil Mivel. He's thinking about the bee he has to do. So we see that bee has can take place Friday night. Because the bee can't take place Friday night, he's not thinking about it Friday night. Amalei Abaya says, Abaya, that's not what it means. Bia is not allowed to take place. What is on his mind is the Torah, the loibol. He's thinking about, I have this kala that I didn't do bia yet, and I don't know if she's going to be a psula. And it's so important, as we're going to discuss more later in the Masechta, and that's why he's preoccupied. Amalei Rava, so says Rava, Mishum Tir de Pater, just because your mind is preoccupied, does that exempt you from doing a mitzvah? Elam Ata, Tavos Sinas B'yam. Let's say somebody's ship sinks, Hachanami de Pater, he's certainly very preoccupied. Let's say somebody is in the stock market, and there's a very bad day. So we're going to say that he's Pater from Krishma, because he certainly has a lot on his mind. V'chi tema, and will you want to suggest Hachinami, that this is indeed a heter, not to say Krishma. V'amirav Abba Bazav Damirav, the loch is Ovel Chai B'chol Mitzvah Samurus B'Torah, a novel who's certainly preoccupied, he's unfortunately experiencing this terrible difficult time that he lost a close relative, is still Chai in all Mitzvahs B'Torah, Chutz Ben HaTfilin, except for Tfilin Shenem Be'er. Tfilin, which is called the crown, it's called the glory, somebody that's an oval, may not wear tefillin. Interesting. From here, some Rishonim want to prove that Avelis is Daraisa. Because the Chiv to wear tefillin is a Daraisa. So how could a Chiv, Avelis, the Rabbonon, take away the mitzvah Daraisa wearing tefillin? So it must be that Avelis is Daraisa. Others explain that that proof is not necessarily conclusive. Because we've learned many times that the Rabbonon have a right to say that we don't have to be Mekayim a mitzvah if it's Shabbat Taisa, passively. Here we're not, the Rabbanan are not telling you to do an Aveira. They're telling you just don't do the mitzvah tefillin that they're allowed to do under all circumstances. How do we know, says Rashi and Taisus, that an oval is not allowed to wear tefillin? So they quote that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel that Yecheskel is an Avelis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you, even though you're Avelis, Percha Chavish Alecha, you should wear tefillin. So it comes to teach us that only Yecheskel was given a special rule that even though he's an Avelis, you wear tefillin. Everyone else may wear tefillin. The halacha is also obviously only for the, not obviously, it's only for the first day of the Avelis. It's also interesting that Taisus and the Rishonim here discuss that many of the Hilchas Avelis that we actually experience, we learn from the way Yecheskel was told to act during his Avelis. And one of the things that he was told was, Hanak Doim, you have to remain silent. And from there we learned that Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. And the Paiskim actually say, there's a very interesting halacha lemaisa, because there are really two possible sources how we would know that an Ovel is not allowed to learn Torah. One is because Yecheskel was told Hanak Doim, remain silent. And the other is, because the Pasuk says, regarding Divrei Torah, B'kudei Hashem Yishorim, M'samchei Loiv, Torah makes you happy, and Avos not allowed to be happy. What's the nafkamina? Which pshat that you learn? Why would be the halacha is an Avos allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim? You know, on Tisha B'Av, the halacha is that Eoiv and Eicha, one can learn on Tisha B'Av. Because on Tisha B'Av, clearly, the entire reason that you're not allowed to learn is because B'kudei Hashem Yishor Mesam Chelev, so something which is not Mesam Meichalev, you're allowed to learn. On the other hand, on an Avelis, it's Hanak Doim. The Pasuk tells us you have to remain silent. If you have to remain silent, even on subjects that are, that cause sorrow would be also to learn when one is an Ovel.
But there are things you can learn.
It's not so simple. El Amarava. So here we clearly see, don't we see a proof that an Ovel, don't we see a proof that one is allowed to do be a Friday night? Ella Marava says Rava correct. Shmuel holds that you're not allowed to do beer Friday night. And it's a Tanoihi. Shmuel will tell us it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tana Chada. There's one Brisa that teaches us, if he didn't do the beer on Wednesday night, Potter, he doesn't have to say Krishma. After Shani, he doesn't have to say Krishma on Thursday night. B'Sheni Potter after Shlishi. Why? Because he's preoccupied that he has to do the beer. Because obviously this Brisa holds the beer, the initial beer, may be conducted Friday night. B'Tanya Yidach Rishi B'Sheni on Wednesday and Thursday, Potter, because since beer may be conducted, that's what preoccupies him, that he's going to do the beer. Shlishi, however, Friday night, which is the third night, since he can't actually do the beer, Chayiv, he has to say Krishna, because just saying that he's preoccupied, that's not enough of a reason to exempt him from Krishna. Only if he actually could do the beer. Vabaya, Hasu Nami Betir the Pligi. The Machloikis is, if preoccupation is a reason to allow one to do beer or not, to say Krishna or not. Vahani Kanai, these Tanoim are arguing with the same Machlokas as these Tanoim. The Tanya, Hakonis is a Psula Layiva B'Tchil B'Shabbos. He's not allowed to do the original beer on Friday night. The Chachamim Matirim, the Chachamim say that beer may be done. Man Chachamim, who is the Chachamim that whole beer can be done Friday night? I'm a rabbi of Shimonhi. Dome Davishen Miskoven Mutter. And therefore, since he doesn't have Kavana to extract the blood, it's Mutter. Omele Abaya, as we learned on Amar Aleph, the Almighty of Shimon Psikresh Vilayomus. So since it's inevitable that the dam will come out, it should be Aser. Omele, like Alola Bavloim Shem Bekim Bavaya, El Yesh Bekim Batia. There are people that are able to do the initial act of Bia without causing any blood to exit the body. And therefore, it's not a Dov Hashem Skaven, it's not a Psik Reisha. He's doing it without any dam coming out. He will be allowed to do Bia Friday night. Says the Gemara, Im Kein Tarad Lama. So why is he preoccupied? We're saying that his old preoccupation is that he's worried, will the dam be there or not? He's doing a Bia where there's no dam. Says the Gemara, L'Shein Abaki. The preoccupation is only for a person who doesn't know how to do the beer without dam coming out. Says the Gemara, so if that's the case, then only someone who knows how to do beer without dam coming out may do beer Friday night. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. Someone else who doesn't know cannot do beer Friday night because there's an Isser and it's a Dov Hashem Miskama, that's a Psik Reisha. So why does the Mishnah make that distinction? It's a Baki, only someone who knows how to do beer without dam coming out should be Mutter. Shein Baki, but somebody that doesn't know how to do it that way should be Aser. Answers the Gemara Rebbe Kinhain. The Mishnah didn't make that distinction because most people knew how to do beer without causing dam to come out. And since most people knew how to do beer without dam coming out, that could be assumed that the person who's doing beer Friday night intends to do the beer that way. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that, again, we have to look at it from their perspective. This issue of there being dam or there not being dam was very important, proving that the kala was a psula. And they went to great lengths to make sure that no evidence should be lost. So they used to have shishbinim, which are attendants. They used to have a mappa. Map is a sheet to make sure that if there was dam besulim, that should not get lost, that evidence is there. But ask the Gemara, if we're saying that most people are able and do beer without any dam coming out, so what's the point for all of this precaution? There's not going to be dam anyway. Amalei hasam shem yir v'yavet. Yes, true. There are many chsanim that know how to do the beer without dam coming out. And there are many chsanim that do the beer that way, and therefore they don't have, this whole procedure is not necessary. However, there are chsanim who are not, even if they know how to do the beer that way, they're anyway going to do the beer that way, because they want to make sure that the girl loses her psulim. And like we said earlier, they could prove that she's a psula. they could prove that she, they won't have to be busy with dam every time there's a bia, because ultimately they're going to break the psulim. And that person is, though he knows how to do the bia that way, will do the bia in the normal way. And for that person, we want to have this procedure in place to have the evidence. Ask the Gemara, Masar of Ami, the halacha is, Hamapis Mursa B'Shabbos. If somebody has a boil, if he opens it up, Imlasis Lapet, if his intent is to keep that opening open permanently, he's chayif, because it's considered that he made an opening, it's considered like he made a binyan. And like Tosfos points out, from here we see that a Pesach, an opening is possible even on a body. The definition of a Pesach, Tosfos explains, is something meant to enter and to exit. Here he wants this to be remain open, that the ear should get into this area and cause it to heal, and that the pus should come out. Potter. But if his entire purpose is just to have the pus come out, that's not called a binyan, and it's potter. So ask the Gemara, if by even if there is an intent to have the dam come out of the body of this girl, it's not to be remain anything to come in, it's just that the dam should come out. And according to this, it should be mutter to make such an opening on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Hasam pocket v'akar. Hacha pocket v'layakar. Which is very simple. Yes, there is pus and there is dam. But we can't compare how physically how the dam that's in a woman's body is to weigh a pus is in a boil. The pus is not really part of the body. It's really detached from the body. It formed from the infection. So therefore, unless the person making the opening has intent to really do and create the characteristics of an opening, it's not considered that he did, that he made an opening, it's mutter. However, by the dam psulim, which are much more part of the body, it's much easier to be over the melacha of making a binyan, and any possible opening to extract the dam may be considered making a Pesach, which is exactly Shmuel's opinion, and we'll say, and that's why Shmuel will hold that that bia may not be conducted on Friday night. Mitzvah, the Gemara in the next year will tell us the Aloch Lamaisa if we are or not allowed to do initial bia on Friday night.
Are there any chachamim that would say that instead of kakel, instead of destruction, that they would say it's more like planting?
Planting?
Yeah, like to dig like a furrow to put seeds.
I understand. But that's Pesach. That's what it means. Pesach, make a passageway.
To make a passageway.
Yeah. Yeah.